Hound Dogs. I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
Welcome to On the Air with Power Squared, a weekly look behind the scenes that we hope will be everyone's favorite comic book, Power Squared. But this week, we're going to do something a little different and talk about other projects that we're working on outside of Power Squared.
That's right. And shocking news, I know.
Yeah, I know. We don't live, eat, and breathe Power Squared, though it seems like we do sometimes. And most of these projects are surprise, surprise writing projects.
Yes.
Who would have thunk? So let's talk a little bit about your writing projects, because I know that you just finished a course at UCLA.
Yeah. It was novel 4.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I was getting feedback on the draft that I completed during writing a novel in 10 weeks. And it was very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I got some very insightful feedback, including a lot of very specific points about like characters and plot. And it really helped me, I think, hit a mental breakthrough with it.
Good.
So I think when I get around to starting the process of editing passes for the second draft onward, I'll have a better idea of what to do.
Okay. And you've also are working on trying to apply to some writers programs.
Yeah, I submitted for the WB writing program because it was open. I already had a spec script that worked for it. So I'm also trying to apply to the Nickelodeon writing program. And now that writing program requires you to have an original comedy pilot.
Which everyone has in their back pocket ready to go.
Of course. I had never tried writing one before, so I've been kind of putting one together as best I can without any, I guess, formal training. But I know it's going to be rough, but it's at least a good practice for writing that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you'll be asked to probably write something outside your wheelhouse at some point in your future.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's good that you're tackling something like that. Do you want to talk at all about what it's about, or just rather just have... surprise people when it shows up on
Nickelodeon. I guess the only thing I will say about it is that it involves streaming.
Streaming.
Because I've been watching like YouTube for years, and I've been aware of how the environment works on Twitch, even if I haven't been directly involved that long. So I figured it would be actually interesting to have something besides iCarly that was about
streaming.
Yeah, or having some online presence.
Okay, sounds interesting. One thing that's been ongoing now for almost 10 years.
Yes. Is
Trophy Unlocked.
Yeah.
We both write reviews for that.
Yes.
As does Trevor.
Yeah, I kind of started Trophy Unlocked almost 10 years ago, kind of on a whim.
Uh-huh.
But doing that kind of forces me to write consistently.
Right.
I think I've gotten better at analytical writing, like analyzing story, which also helps me get a better understanding of what works and what doesn't work.
Right.
And... I feel like I've gotten better as a result of that.
Okay, and so what was the movie that we saw?
Tron Legacy.
Right. Now, I remember we went to the El Capitan.
Yeah.
Sat center front row balcony and watched. I really enjoyed that experience.
Yeah.
And that was a really fun Christmas, as I recall.
Yeah, it was.
And you were inspired to start a blog.
Yeah.
And so now it's almost 10 years, and there's how many reviews, roughly?
Over 10,000. Sorry, over 1,000.
God. 10,000 would be wow.
Yeah, over 1,000 reviews. Yeah. I think I was thinking of two numbers at the same time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Time.
Don't worry about it. 10 years and 1,000.
Well, the first review was Tron Legacy, so a few months ago when we hit 1,000... we decided to do Tron Legacy again. I feel like I did a way better job looking at that movie that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I haven't done this myself, but if you were to look at the first review and then the 1000th review, you'll see a complete, it's like night and day with my writing style.
Good. You feel more confident about it?
Yeah.
That you've gotten better?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you also review mostly, you also review video games?
Yeah. Those take longer to do than movies.
Yes.
So the video game reviews are also usually more involved. And I've, of course, played games multiple times for the blog, usually like years apart.
Right.
And I've also gotten a better understanding of what does and doesn't work in a video game by doing that, because I have to pay more attention to like the mechanics of how it works. And as part of my fiction writing certificate program at UCLA Extension, I also took a video game writing class.
Right.
It was about narrative design, which is kind of a overlooked and misunderstood part of the writing process, and that also kind of made me more aware of different aspects of game design.
Okay. Now, you had asked me to write reviews for older movies.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that. I like to call them stubs, even though they're usually pretty long. I try to. I enjoy that. I like older films, and we've been showing. We've, as a family, we've been watching older movies for a long time.
Yeah.
And I enjoy sort of giving a little.
Hi, Rachel.
Hey. Try to give a little history of the film, and you know, maybe how it came about, and talk about maybe the current, the contemporary reviews, and talk about kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah.
And then if there's somebody in there that you've maybe not heard of, I try to get a little background of that person.
Yeah.
So, so that is, where could people find Trophy Unlocked?
Trophyunlocked.blogspot.com.
Okay. So in addition, I'm also trying to write. Try to spend at least an hour a day working on a book.
Yeah.
Right now, the one I'm working on is called The Runaway. And I won't go into, bore you with the details. That's what I'm afraid of. It's a little boring. And then I am trying to finally get around, based on some information you learned.
Yes.
About querying, going back into querying agents for another book called Broken People, which has had different names and different, I've gone through and rewritten that a couple of times.
Yeah.
And really changed it a lot. Right now I'm going through the process. There's a site I use called Query Tracker, and or querytracker.net, I think is the how you get to it. And they list agents, and they tell you the genres they represent. And then I'm looking at the websites of those agents and saying, is that really what they represent? Because sometimes the agent doesn't mention mysteries on their website at all.
You're right.
So maybe I won't send it to them. And I have this sort of, I don't really enjoy the query process because I've not yet to find one. I've come close a couple of times.
Yeah.
I've had people, you know, nipple but never actually sign me. But it's the process now is very cold. You're not physically mailing them something anymore, and you're not even sending them an email a lot of times. Now, a lot of times it's done through a database, and you're putting in your basics about your book into a form and sending that off or submitting that and then waiting. And a lot of agents now don't even give you a time frame when they'll get back to you. It's, if we're interested, we'll get back to you. And I had an agent, took 8 months to come back and say no.
That's a long time.
And then there was somebody, I forgot, it was on some social media, a guy was talking about it took 2 years for him to be rejected. And in the meantime, he'd already found another agent, so it worked out good for him. But I sort of back off from, because I find it very time consuming as well.
Yeah.
Instead of writing and querying, so it's not really that much fun. And then I also blog about my own writing. And I mostly do that to kind of keep myself honest that I'm actually doing something every week.
Yeah.
And I think I'm coming up on 4 years of doing a weekly blog about it, a week in writing.
How does that feel?
You know, it's sort of, it's nice to sit back and kind of go, what did I say I was going to do and what did I actually do?
Yeah.
And what, if anything, kept me from doing that? I try not to ever mention somebody by name that, you know, did me wrong. You know, it's not, I'm not trying to get back at anybody. I will talk about when I think somebody has maybe slighted us or slighted me or, you know, but I don't ever call anybody out by name.
Right.
But it is just sort of, it is sort of a way of talking about what's going on with me. And I do, I have gotten some positive feedback from a few people, very few, but you know, sometimes 20 people will read it, which I, you know, to me is pretty good for nobody knows who the hell I am.
Yeah.
And so I enjoy doing that as well. So that's a weekly blog. And I guess if you go to our, I'll put the link tree into here and then you can find it. But anyway, so anything else you want to talk about as far as writing goes?
Well, there was something I just remembered about Trophy Unlocked.
Okay.
When we do video game reviews, if there's certain information that, is missing with, like, discussing a game, I'll try to do my best to put that in. Like, when I re-reviewed DMC Devil May Cry, mm-hmm. for instance, there are certain plot points that kind of got muddied in discussion. So I tried to, dedicated part of the review to giving my observations on those plot points and my interpretation of them, because I thought it would make it a lot clearer.
Right.
And then sometimes there are things you can do in a game. Like, I just wrote a review for Shantae and the Pirate's Curse. I decided to write into the review that it was possible to skip the Pirate Master's Palace, skip doing all these, like, difficult platforming challenges, as long as you use this particular combination of items in a specific way and why that works.
Okay. So, would you incorporate something like that in a review?
I would.
Okay. All right.
Some reviews normally don't do that, but I feel like it's worth doing that in case someone is reading that and they haven't played the game, so like I'm able to pass on a little bit of
knowledge. Oh. So how many reviews do you think you try to do one a week or?
Well, thanks to the quarantine, I've ended up somehow writing more.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've ended up writing at least one a week. Be it a movie or a video game.
Right, I try to do one a week. We've been sort of, every Friday night we watch a movie as a family. And then we also, we've been every Saturday night sort of trying to, I call it draining the DVR, going through and finding these things that we recorded to watch someday and trying to watch them. And then I try to review something that we've watched over the weekend.
Yeah.
So I try to do one a week. And then we have Trevor doing some as well. So there's only so many days you don't want to put out. Well, we have this past week put out a review every day.
Yeah.
Trevor wrote about Transformers.
Yeah.
But we usually don't. We try to have at least one or maybe one a week, maybe two.
Yeah.
Right. And then I've been trying to go through and on the anniversary of a release of a video game or a movie and posting on Twitter and also on Pinterest.
Yeah.
So there's a link, and I'm trying to fill out the links on Pinterest to, like what year the movie came out and all that, sort of fill it out more than just being an image. So that's something I try to do every morning. Let's go through and do that. So what else besides writing have we done during the quarantine?
Well, thanks to the quarantine, we've magically had this extra time to finally get around to checking out certain things we've always meant to check out.
Like?
Castlevania and Stranger Things.
Yeah.
We're doing it through the home video releases because we don't have Netflix.
Oops. Yeah, no, we don't. Because we have, 4,000 titles on...
Yeah, we have a ton of DVDs. Why add more?
Yeah. More time you're not going to spend watching.
Yeah. But anyway, we've actually had the time to watch those. Yes, Castlevania is good.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we enjoyed it. One of the reasons we were watching it was that we went to a class about how to write a pitch or do a pitch.
Yeah.
For a, and we were, the, I think, the only animated TV series in the room. And he suggested that Castlevania was a, somebody had told him was a, an American anime kind of thing.
Yeah, and it was like sophisticated.
Right, which is, you know, of course, what Power Squared would be as an animated series. So we watched that. Yeah, it was very interesting. It is, as you say, so effing good.
Yeah. And
we had bought Stranger Things on DVD, like, or Blu-ray about 3 or 4 Christmases ago.
Yeah.
Because it was shaped like a VHS box. And we just had never gotten around to actually watching it.
Yeah.
And then I had picked up a screener copy at work for season 2. So we watched that. So we're get the first 2 seasons, and what, there's 4, so we're already 2 down or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll catch up at some point.
Yeah. And anything else about what we've been watching, or is that kind of it?
We've watched a lot of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I've been watching Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated.
Right.
Or for me, it's a rewatch. But yes.
Yeah, we're up to season 2 on that as well.
What do you think of it at this point?
It's interesting. You know, I'm not, I did not grow up watching Scooby-Doo, honestly, and but this, it's a different take on it, a little slightly different take on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, you know, you sort of root for certain characters and stuff, so that's not bad.
And then we've also been watching a lot of Phineas and Ferb.
Right. That's sort of a, my wife and I work from home, and at lunchtime we have lunch with you and your brother, and yeah, we watch Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah.
Which makes the rest of the day really suck. But, yeah, we've invested in a ton of DVDs for Phineas and Ferb as well, and you've got a bunch of stuff on it. You've TiVo'd as well.
Yeah, I've been keeping up with TV earrings.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because I vaguely remember the Comic-Con where that was breaking, and we're like, what the hell is Phineas and Ferb?
Yeah.
And so.
And then when we finally watched Phineas and Ferb, it's like, why didn't I watch this sooner?
Yeah, it'd be like what you wish your, if we do a, it's not going to be that funny, but you kind of hope it's that much fun.
Yeah.
If we ever get a animated series out of Power Squared.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, because it's just fun, and it's very upbeat, and, you know, it's good. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, does that about cover it?
I guess so, unless Rachel's got something she wants to mention really quickly. Something you're watching. Get scared, and you have to actually do it. Okay. So, I guess that we'll call it a show there. So, until next week, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And you've been on the air with Power Squared.